Welcome to Awakening Plus. Today is June 13, 2020. I'm Benjamin Bernstein with AstroShaman.com. And we are doing our weekly New Earth support call. We know we're going to send some nice energy to support the awakening on Earth, but we never know exactly how it's going to play out. I'm going to take a sec to light the candle on my mesa. Otherwise, I'm ready. So bear with me just a moment. So thank you all for being here. I know there's lots of other things you could be doing with your time right now. And the fact that you've chosen to spend this time with me, whether you're live or on the recording, I am deeply honored by that. Thank you. So I invite you to close your eyes. If you need to depart before the session is complete, whether you're live or on the recording, please ask the allies to remove you from the field. And that way your departure will be gentle and will not disrupt the field. All of our energies are felt whenever you listen to this. So you're contributing to it. I also ask, therefore, that you give it your full attention and please do not multitask while you're doing this. Thank you. You and everyone else will benefit from your focused attention. Okay. So I invite you to relax and rest in simple breath awareness. I'm going to open the mesa and begin the process. Pachamama Manakiya Wirakocha Inti I am that I am. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied Christ consciousness that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied fourth density consciousness or higher that serves highest good, please. I call Makisla's higher self. I call Ama the hugging saint. I call Ayahuasca, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator. I call Ama Bhagavan. I call Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Yogananda. I call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I call the angels. I call Archangel Raphael in the north, Archangel Michael in the south, Archangel Uriel in the east, Archangel Gabriel in the west, Archangel Metatron in the center. I call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. I call our elemental allies. I call my high vibration ancestors. I call Apu Asangate, Apu guardian angel, Apu, Dragon Mountain Gateway. Apu, Shining Rock. Apu, Mount Pisgah. Apu, Grandfather Mountain. Apu, Mount Mitchell. I call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear, Fox. I call the higher selves of Spirit Song, Thesa, Zachary, Deborah, Moo, West, Jeremy. I call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to ensure that this good energy is held in and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Okay, we have our container. Take a moment just to feel that the best you can. Okay, so now we will invite everyone into embodied awakening so we can be our best service selves. So I invite you to just first become aware of your physical body. While you're resting in that, I'll give you the brief words that I need to say before I do it. So basically, and my apologies to those of you who've heard it before, there's always someone here for the first time and this has to be said. So in embodied awakening, you invite your higher self in and it merges with you in your physical body. A good metaphor for this is your ego slides to the passenger seat and your divine drives. If your ego at any point does not like your divine's driving, it can immediately slide over, take the wheel, the divine will step out with no fuss, and your ego has full control back instantaneously. So there's no risk, and you're just trying it on for size, and it's reversible. So that should give your ego some comfort with the process. The four benefits of embodied awakening that are easiest to name. There's more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Second, everything you're responsible for, you do more responsibly and joyfully. Third, instead of having to figure stuff out in your head so much, you just know what to do through intuition. And fourth, more bliss. So while that sounds good, let's all invoke that now. I'm going to lead you through the words. I invite you to say them out loud if you can, but you can just repeat them mentally if you must. So here we go. You're speaking to your higher self. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Please release the words and just rest in passive breath awareness. You are passive and you're simply receiving the awakening from your higher self. It comes in the crown, it saturates your body like water soaking into a sponge. Just relax, feel breath, let it all run itself. My experience when I lead this is the overall vibe of everybody, and there's a nice, lovely soaking that's happening. The bliss is getting stronger. So you just relax, let the divine come in. Here's pointers that help make this tool really effective and quick. I recommend you do not use any effort or willpower to try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening. I recommend you do not deliberately visualize or imagine anything. Just be fully passive. Just let the breath do what it wants. Feel the breath. Relax. in terms of distractions, we're going to call a distraction anything other than breath awareness. If your attention is anywhere but the breath, as soon as you notice that, you just don't fight the distraction or try to change it. Let it be as it is, no resistance. It's an uninvited guest. You don't have to give it any further attention. Instead, you relax back into breath. You do this very gently and persistently, and as often as needed. Nice. We're getting a lot of people into embodied awakening now. Well done. Just rest there if you've already hit the state, and it'll help everyone else get there quicker. The final little nuance, if you want, is to learn what's the minimum effort needed to be in the state. Just about everybody uses way more effort than they need when they first do this tool. The way to find out the minimum effort needed is to drop to zero effort. Let's try that now. Go to no effort at all and just exist for a moment. Whatever arises is fine. Just being. And then at that zero effort level, notice if there's breath awareness already. If you have breath awareness at zero effort, stay at zero. If you don't have breath awareness at zero, then add a teeny tiny bit of effort, like the touch of a feather, barely enough to feel the breath. And stay at that absolute minimum level of effort that gets the job done. The less effort that gets the job done, the better. So find that lightest possible touch and then rest right there. Okay, just about everybody's there. We'll leave just a moment longer for anyone else to catch up who's not already in embodied awakening. If you're in embodied awakening, you'll know it because four things are true at the same time. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. Okay, that feels good right there. Okay. So whether you hit embodied awakening or not, we're going to move forward. So now is where we come to the stated purpose of our call, which is to bless the earth and its inhabitants, especially the humans. We need more help than all the rest of them put together. So we're now going to act as conduits for divine energy to bless the highest good of the great awakening happening on earth. If you didn't already get the memo, we're in the midst of an incredible historic awakening. More and more people are awakening to the divinity right here on the planet. The whole planet is, the planet itself has already upgraded to the next vibrational level, and a lot of humans have yet to catch up. So I'm going to guide you in my method, which is passive and just calling the divine to do it for us. However, if you prefer an active method and you prefer ego-based focused visualization, you do whatever feels good to you. As long as you're putting your intention on supporting the Great Awakening on Earth, with more and more humans awakening to their own divine self in their body, well, that's fine. I will, again, narrate the version I'm doing, and if you wish, you can follow that instruction. So my invitation is to repeat the following invocation if you want to follow along with me. Spirit that I am, please flow the energy through me to support the great spiritual awakening on planet Earth. This or something better. So you now may be feeling energy coming in the top of your head, going out the front of your body, and it's all flowing out to the earth. So in the system I'm using, I am leaving all the details to my higher self. When you do a highest good blessing in this manner, which could also be done to an individual person or a group of people or whatever you want, anything can be blessed in this manner. Anything from one individual being to the entire universe. Once you say the words, you relax and your higher self links up with whatever it is you're blessing. And between the two of them, your higher self and the intelligence or whatever you're sending to, they work out in real time what's coming through. So everything's autopilot, include the color of the light, the level or levels it's coming from, any other divine beings who have been called into service to help send that energy. Everything just runs itself. Your ego is simply pipeline. Your job is just to relax and let the energy flow through you. You can choose one of two focuses. If you're aware of the energy coming through you, then I recommend resting gently in the awareness of the energy itself. If you're not feeling the energy so much, then I recommend you rest in passive breath awareness. Whichever is easier. Then I invite you just to relax and let the energy move. There may be periods of silence. Even if I'm not speaking for a while, you may rest assured that I'm present energetically and holding space. And at this point, it becomes pure co-creation. From this point forward, I'm not going to make anything happen. I'm just going to narrate what arises spontaneously. From this point forward, whether you're live or on the recording, we are all co-creating this together. It may not sense that you're doing the recording later and you're still co-creating it. It still works that way. Somehow it all works beyond time and space. So relax, let the energy flow through you, and let's see what happens. And many of us are already more tuned into our energy bodies than our physical bodies. It's fine. Already, many of us are aware that our group field is blending, and there's a part of us blended with everyone on this call, regardless of when they join us in time and space. Yeah, the feeling of being blended with everyone is very strong now. I have just the tiniest amount of awareness in my physical body. Most of me is just pure energy. And now I'm seeing us floating above the Earth in low Earth orbit. And yeah, the energy is really sweet and strong. Just relax into that. Let the energy flow to all the beings on Earth who are receiving this. Again, the humans are getting the lion's share of the attention. I guess the lions don't need it so much. feels like special attention is being given to those humans who aren't awakening yet, the ones who are still stuck in the old consciousness. No free will is being violated. But they're being given the chance to open a little bit to what's going on, to a more beautiful state of being. Invited to awaken from the mistaken belief that they're only a separate human being into the firsthand awareness that they are in fact connected to everything and are an immortal divine being temporarily housed in a human body. Okay, many of us are now being given some heavy energy to process. I heard the words Black Lives Matter. I came up last time as well. So what's really up in the global consciousness right now is the awareness of the systemic racism, not only in the US, but all around the world, where people of color have been discriminated against. And the allies are saying this energy really needs to be cleared right now. This is a sort of the next wave of heavy stuff that they're working on. So you may feel challenging energies coming through you. They'll only give you what you can handle. And if it's all just kind of flowing through you easily and comfortably, there's no problems. You can just, you know, rest in the awareness of what's happening or rest in breath. If you're feeling like you're having a challenge with the energies that are being given to you, then you can use the healing invocation. Just say, maximum healing that serves highest good, please. And then proceed just to gently rest your attention wherever you feel the challenge in your body. Or if you have a tool you like that helps you process heavy energy, then of course you're welcome to do whatever works for you. But yeah, they're putting a lot of hucha, heavy energy, through us and thanking us for showing up and being willing to process this. Again, I reemphasize, you'll only get as much as you can actually process. If you can't handle any, you'll get none. And again, my own preferred method is just to delegate the healing to my higher self. As I just described, the healing energy just slowed down and stopped. Now it's more like just floating in bliss. The heavy energy may well process through you and flush out into the earth. Be assured that for Pachamama, the Earth Mother consciousness, she loves this stuff. For this is like a yummy snack. So you are actually blessing her by releasing this heavy energy to her. So don't hesitate to let it go and be absorbed into the earth. Interesting. I'm noticing that we're now processing as a field consciousness, not only as individuals anymore. So everyone who's hearing my voice live or on the recording is part of a group healing field. And the collective power we hold to process heavy energy is way more than the sum of the parts. In the law of one material that I've been studying for years and that reads to me like a true description of how reality works, each person added to a process doubles its power. So it's not 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It's 1, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64, 128, 256, 512, 1024, on and on up. So each person who adds doubles, you know, like by squaring the power of what we're doing. But in any event, it's a logarithmic jump and not an arithmetical jump. So we're all carrying this processing load together. And you may notice once that started happening, the healing flow got easier. Many hands making light work. An intentional pun there, light work. Continue relaxing. You're still processing heavy energy through us. Just relax and let it come through. Continue relaxing and letting the heavy energy flow through you. We're performing a beautiful service here. And I have no doubt we will be beautifully rewarded by the time we're done for the service we're performing right now. And when you belch in this context, it's not rudeness, it's just energy being processed. When you're processing heavy energy like this, whether it's for yourself or for others, the more you are in an awakened state, the deeper that state is, the smoother and easier the processing is. You don't take it personally because you're much more than a person. You are pure divine consciousness. And no matter how intense what you're flushing through is, that party that's awake literally cannot suffer. It doesn't know how to do challenging thoughts or difficult emotions or anything else like that. Stay with it, guys. You're doing great. And if you're following the method I'm using, just relax, stay open, let the energy flow through you. Always using the minimum effort needed to hold focus on what's happening. Stay with it, guys. Continue relaxing the weight. Maybe it's done. I'm not feeling the heavy energy anymore. Yep. Okay. Now we're expanding into luminosity. At least for the moment, that heavy processing is complete. If at any point, by the way, your experience is different than what I'm narrating, go with what you're experiencing. Sometimes people get customized experiences. Please do not use effort to match your experience to my description. Go with what you're actually having show up. So again, most of us are mostly out of body in our light bodies. There's a very, I feel a very gentle energy playing. Again, I'm feeling a little in the top of the physical body. So there's my experience is a small percentage of my awareness is in Benjamin, and the vast majority is just in the vast field of consciousness blended with you guys. Body, I do feel energies playing about the crown and the upper brain regions. There might still be a little query mixed in, but it's mostly moving into peaceful, ecstatic energies now. I'm not getting a strong sense at the moment of our connection directly to the earth, but you can rest assured whatever they're doing is for that function. Okay, now we're getting tuned up. There's new frequencies coming into our brains and our heart chakras and the rest of our body. I invite you to relax and receive this upgrade so you can serve better and, of course, have a more wonderful life. It's like they're alternating periods of clearing energy, periods of moving into higher frequencies. Just relax with whatever's coming. Yeah, I just heard the words, we're tuning you guys up. They actually said, we're tuning you up. So relax and don't get attached to feeling like you need to be flowing energy to the earth right now. Just relax and get your upgrade. I'm sure they'll put us to work on that soon enough. And they're correcting what I just said. They're saying just the fact of you being at a higher vibration serves the planetary upgrade, which is in alignment with my understanding. Just being an awakened being in a body on Earth right now serves the awakening because you radiate that frequency even if you take no physical action. So this is service right here. Mm-hmm. It's Relax, let those frequencies penetrate your brain. I learned years ago in my ayahuasca ceremonies that when things like this happen, they're so far beyond what the mind can understand. And I've given up even trying to make sense of them from the intellect. It's just way above its pay grade. So what I've learned to do, and I invite you to at least give it a try, is just relax in the process. You will feel it. You will have the energetic experience of it. And you will never intellectually comprehend it. So I just release even the idea that I could understand it, and I just relax and just be. Once in a while, they pop down a little information about what's happening. I happily receive that if it shows up, but I don't expect it. Fundamentally, the happenings of the spirit level are beyond the ken of the human. Yeah, now I'm getting full body bliss. It was focused more on the brain, but now it's the whole body. So just relax. Yeah, it's a whole cellular DNA kind of upgrade. So just relax, let them do their thing. They're confirming that this is beyond what a human mind can understand. But since we're in sacred space and the only beings here are of high vibration and benevolent intent, whatever happens is going to be good. They just said, those who serve are served. That's definitely what's happening right now. It's getting really sweet now. Just relax into that. We're merging smoothly into a higher level of awareness. They're inviting us to release all effort now and simply be, just exist. Let go. Now, as we've released and merged into this level of union, now I perceive all the beings of service surrounding the earth and sending the healing energy down. So we've entered the field of service not as individual beings, but as a collective consciousness. So no one of us is sending energy. It's all of our blended consciousness. Not even doing it from a willpower thing. It's just happening. And they just merged us with the much vaster collective field that's doing the same thing. There are a huge number of beings here who have the ability to just relax into this higher state where it all just happens. And they're just surrendered and blissed out and enjoying it. So I invite you to do that. Relax, be, and to the extent that you're able, just relax into the awareness of what's happening here and just let it run itself. Again, just relax, be, let all the energy flow on its own. They're saying, we got this, you can chill. Chill meaning you're still absorbed in this process, but not trying to make anything happen. Continue just relaxing and letting things happen on their own. There's a part of me that's also merged with the planet, and I can feel the earth gradually raising its vibration. I'm starting to have a little more awareness of my physical body. Feels like they're slowly starting to phase us back to physical. I'm saying those who are able and willing can continue maintaining this blended consciousness as well. And they're saying, hey, y'all are welcome back here anytime. You do not have to wait for an organized call anytime. You want to just say, hey, I volunteer to step in and help with the Great Awakening, though. You're welcome 24/7. There's now constantly a vast number of beings holding that space, so you'll never be alone. So just a moment more to be back in the body. But again, it is totally possible to become more aware of your body, be able to function and move around and still maintain this divine connection. Certainly what I strive for constantly is to have the greatest spiritual consciousness that serves highest good while still having optimal functionality in the physical world. Okay, here we are. Okay, so that completes that round. Before I close the Mesa, I would love to hear any feedback anyone has. So I'm going to set it up so folks can unmute themselves. It's already set, actually. So anyone who would like to share their experience, feel free to unmute yourself by clicking the microphone with a red slash on it, and that will let us hear you, and you can speak. If you prefer to type into the chat window, that's fine as well. So I'll leave a moment for any feedback anyone cares to give. Don says, so blissed out. Me too.
We have a question.
Yes, let me just see who's, this is Therese.
It's Therese, yeah.
Welcome. So, go ahead.
When, I just wanted to make sure I was doing it right. When you came to the part where the energies of the Black Lives Matter, you said that they would, it would be challenging as it came through us.
Right.
Is it coming from the top down through us or the, I don't know. I didn't understand where that, what was happening?
Well, I could tell you what my experience was. Yeah. Sometimes people have different experiences than that, but the entire time I was experiencing the heavy energies coming through, they were coming in my crown, going down through my body, out the bottom. So they were being processed through me and flushed out. That is what I typically experience when heavy energy shows up. Different people have different experiences though. So did you perceive energies in your own body doing what they were doing? Did you have a conscious perception of that?
I kept thinking that the energy would come from the crown down through the body, but I didn't know why it worked that way. I didn't know where are these challenging energies coming from. If they're coming from the earth behavior, why are they entering the celestial? You know, how did they get up here?
Right.
I'm sorry for asking.
No, I get it. It sort of is counterintuitive. Well, it should come from the bottom up if it's coming from the earth, right? If we're up there, I see your logic. But but what the allies do with us is they look at each person and see how much hucha or heavy energy can that person process. And the natural flow of the body for processing heavy energy is from the top down. For example, when I do my own clearing work and I work with shamanic healing clients, you know, the vast majority of the time, the energy is flushing out the hands and out the feet. It's a downward flow. The way the body is wired, heavy energy normally flushes out the hands and the feet. So the divines have no problem taking that energy up, taking it up a little past us and in the crown and down. And that's normally what they're doing. So they're definitely moving it. It's not like it's just a straight shot up through the bottom of us, like you might be imagining. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So that's the way I'm experiencing it. Again, different people may have different experiences because it's all customizable, but that's what I get.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Does that, you have any further questions or comments, Trace?
No.
Okay, all right, thank you, great question. Thank you for asking it. All right, so someone just typed, let me catch up with it. Hang on a second. Alicia typed, for Black Lives Matter, I felt the energy come through the front of my bod and processed and pulled down through the backside of my body, dumping into the earth. When you said the energy was clearing, I felt heaviest, as if a last purge of heaviness weighing me further. It swirled in stagnation for a minute or so, and then I felt empty, and slowly energy swirled light and built toward the feeling of bliss you described, stronger than the top of the call. Since it feels electric, highly vibrational. Thank you for that specific feedback. That's great. I'm glad you felt it that explicitly. Then Haley typed, I felt crown too, and at a point there was sticking pain, like repeated pinching on my head for a while, and immense pressure in my sinuses. Thanks again, Benjamin. I feel amazing now. Hard time coming back into body. Yeah. I'm glad you feel good now. Again, they put us to work, and a lot of our job today was clearing heavy energy. And like I said, we sometimes it's just all bliss and floaty, and sometimes they get a little intense. And all I know is I am happy to show up and serve. And I just know from experience they will never give any of us more than we can handle. And as you may be feeling right now, I'd be willing to wager whatever challenge they put you through, you're probably feeling way better now than when you started, because there's always a reward for those who serve, and the reward is enhanced bliss, consciousness, and awakening. Hang on, there's more being typed. Alicia typed, Haley, I also felt moments of physical pinching toward complete release, 100%. And then Haley typed, thanks, Alicia, I love this, heart. Great. And then Morgan types, what is the best way to process energies, like techniques, or is it just passive, like you said? Best is a matter of opinion. It's what actually works best for you. The core process that I teach that seems to work well for just about everybody is just invoking healing. You can just say to your higher self, maximum healing that serves highest good, please. And then just rest your awareness very gently wherever you feel the challenge, wherever it is in your body. And then that directs the divine there. It stirs it up, flushes it out. Once in a while, instead of flushing it, they will transmute it to light and love and integrate it into your body. They'll do whatever's best, and you don't have to make that decision yourself. So I would just use the healing invocation unless you know of a better tool. Now, I have here in Awakening Plus taught also the Four Suns exercise, which can be eventually, the coast go down in the belly can be eventually used to process heavy energy as well. And there's, of course, lots of other ways and techniques in various paths and traditions on how to work with heavy energy. My core advice is, if you already know of a technique that works well for you, it's quick and efficient, it gets the job done, you know, really good, then use that tool. If you don't already have a tool, then my healing invocation is probably the simplest, easiest way to get it through in the way that requires the least personal expertise or technical knowledge, because basically you're delegating it to your higher self and it's doing it for you. So I hope that's a helpful answer to that, Morgan. Alicia types, Ben, would you agree that this work is like Tonglen? Again, I have not done Tonglen, but I have heard about Tonglen, which I believe is a Tibetan Buddhist technique. Correct me if I'm wrong. But Tonglen is where you deliberately take on the karma of the earth, the heavy energy, and you process it through you. So at least, I don't know if their technique is the same, since I haven't learned that, but it's definitely the same idea, if I understand Tonglen correctly, where you're deliberately taking on heavy energy and flushing it through. My experience is that my own experience is when I process heavy energy, I do not suffer. I am enough awake that most of me is just bliss and flow, no matter what Benjamin's going through. And because I'm not resisting it, I'm not thinking it shouldn't be happening, I'm not wishing it wasn't happening, I am perfectly content to feel that energy in my body and flush it through. And I'm aware that it's heavy. I wouldn't say that it feels good while it's coming through, but at the same time, there is no suffering for me. And in my own experience years and years ago, when I was early in my many ayahuasca ceremonies, ayahuasca started flushing other participants' energies through me. She was actually activating my Cosco here in my belly, which in various traditions is called the lower Dantian or the central burner, I believe is another name too, central burner, Dantian, Hara. It's just that big energy center just below the belly. And she turned it into an alchemical furnace and was putting my own heavy energy through there and flushing it out. And she was dumping other people's energy in the ceremony in there and flushing it through me. The most vivid example, I'll never forget this one, is, of course, this is a ceremonial space and we're having visions. I won't call them hallucinations because my perceptions, it's real stuff just happening in other dimensions. And this dump truck backs up. And the best are going, and this whole load of icky, nasty tar like it just slams all over me, and I'm just totally slimed with it. It's just all over me. And I understand I'm supposed to process all that. So I just relax, and it all gets taken through the Costco and flushed down, and all that stuff got processed in probably 5 or 10 minutes. So I was taught how to do that in those ceremonies without even knowing what I was doing. I'd never been taught about the Costco, and it took me years and years and years before I finally got a formal teaching about what is that and how do I work with it. And this all just happened in the last year, actually. So now I'm able to work consciously with that energy center and can flush things now very efficiently for clients or groups or whatever I'm doing. So, and again, in Awakening Plus, I have, like I said, the Four Suns exercise in the archive, and you can work with that and learn how to juice that up and eventually learn how to bring in heavy energy through that, flush it through and clear it. However, that is a more technical process. It requires some conscious focusing and deliberate visualization and that kind of thing. Whereas the healing invocation will also get it done with no expertise required from the ego. So there's all different ways to do it. Alicia seemed to agree that what we're doing was like Tonglen. She says, yes, like using our bodies to alchemize. So cool. Thank you. Thank you, Alicia. All right. So any other questions or comments before we wrap it up? All right. Good questions, good feedback, good call. Once again, this was not like any of our other newer support calls. It's like there's always variety within the basic framework. Makes it fun. Okay, so I'm going to wrap it up. So I invite you to close your eyes and relax. And I'm going to close the Mesa and close the work. Pachamama Mama Kiya Viracocha Inti Kuichi. Allies, thank you so much for coming. Thank you for allowing us to participate in this beautiful work, giving us beautiful service opportunity and beautiful reward for that opportunity. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Please remain with those who are hearing my voice for as long as your presence serves their highest good. I invite you to remain with me always to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you. Also, I thank the humans on this call. Again, you could have been doing other stuff. You showed up here, whether it was live or on the recording. Thank you for showing up to assist with the Great Global Awakening. Your service is deeply appreciated by me and many, many other beings. Where would it serve highest good to go? What would it serve highest good to do? What would it serve highest good to communicate, and to whom? Whew. And the ceremony is closed. One quick final announcement. If you've been doing the call for free and are not yet a member of Awakening Plus, this and every other call we've ever done is in the archive. We're up over 230 recordings. As a member, you would also have the ability to interact with other members, and you could choose an accountability partner to keep you on track with important stuff in your life and other cool stuff. If you're called to work with me individually, you can check out astroshaman.com, and there you can learn how you can work with me. I do astrology, shamanic healing, awakening activation, life coaching, and other stuff. If you want to check out the membership, it's awakeningplus.com. Thank you all so much for being here. So grateful for your presence, and I wish you an awesome everything. Until next time, namaste. Namaskar.